The Panama Papers have thrown a spotlight on offshore banking and tax havens around the world. Gibraltar, a tiny British territory on the southern tip of Spain, it used to be a tax haven, but has now cleaned up its act. Lauren Freyer went there to see how they did it.
Luxury high-rises cast shadows over super yachts docked in Gibraltar's marina. Until 5 years ago, this British territory at Europe's tip charged zero tax on companies incorporated here but doing business elsewhere. That attracted huge wealth and helped make offshore banking and online gambling Gibraltar's biggest industries, alongside tourism and shipping. This tiny 2.5 square mile peninsula even has its own branch of Mossack and Fonseca, the Panamanian law firm who's leaked records of embarrassed politicians and celebrities worldwide. I went to the M&F office, and a woman who didn't want to give her name answered the door.
Hi, can I help you?
Hello, my name is Lauren Freyer. I sent an email.
Yep.
Did you receive it?
I have, but I'm unable to respond. I can give you a statement, however, a printed statement. Better than a second, I just get it for you.
Okay,
sorry.
The statement says M&F's lawyers operate in compliance with Gibraltar's laws. Those laws changed in 2011 when Gibraltar imposed a 10% corporate tax across the board, whether beneficiaries are residents or not. The territory is now considered a low-tax zone, between the likes of Delaware with 8.7% corporate tax and Ireland with 12.5%.
Gibraltar can hold its head high. I invested a lot of taxpayers' money in ensuring that we produce the laws necessary and that we enforce those laws.
Fabian Picardo, the chief minister, says Gibraltar hasn't lost money since it tightened up the rules.
No, not at all. Our tax take, our corporate tax take, used to be 20 or 30 million pounds. It's now over 100 million pounds.
The total number of companies incorporated in Gibraltar has dropped, but Picardo says he hopes others will replace them, attracted to a legitimate low tax environment, rather than a potentially embarrassing tax-free haven. At a typical British pub garden on Main Street, I meet retiree Joe Garcia. He used to run a clothing business here and says living in a tax haven felt unfair.
25, 30, 40 years ago, people did come to Gibraltar on planes with suitcases of cash. I was angry as a businessman that I was paying 38% corporation tax and other people were paying very little or nothing. That is not the situation today.
The Tax Justice Network, a watchdog group, now estimates Gibraltar has less financial secrecy than Norway or the Netherlands. Gibraltar still has no sales tax, no capital gains tax, no inheritance, wealth, or estate taxes, which causes some resentment with its neighbors. Last year, a right-wing Spanish newspaper ran a huge front-page illustration showing the Rock of Gibraltar as the tip of an iceberg of dirty money. Gibraltarians are still angry about it, and their government has sued the newspaper. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Gibraltar.